We come now to our prayers of intercession as we think of the world and those we know and love. As is my normal habit, we will have some periods of silence between each of the sections where we can add our own prayers. So let's pray. Trusting in God's care for his children, we pray for those we know and love, and for the world in which we live. We bring our prayers in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for your church and for the unwelcome changes which have been thrust upon us by this pandemic. May you show us the positive things that can and have come out of our enforced separation from each other. We pray that you will fire our imaginations to find new ways to proclaim your unchanging love for us. We pray for Andrew and the steward as they continue to lead us, and for all who continue to care for your fellowship here at Hatfield Road. We pray for those who continue to ensure the church building is in good repair and ready for us to return to worship together when we are able. Let us take a moment to remember each other and pray for our church fellowship in a moment of quiet. We pray for our local area and for the wider world, bringing before God those things which are foremost in our own minds. We pray for the people of the United States in the turmoil they find themselves in, with both the pandemic and the political upheaval of this week. We pray for all governments of the world as they cope with the pandemic and for their planning and implementation of vaccination programs. We pray for the economic situation in people's lives as their means of earning sufficient to meet their daily needs is under threat. We pray for those who continue to serve us in the shops which remain open, providing us with our food and other necessities. We especially remember also those who seek to fulfil Christ's command to love one another through the work of food banks and charities and through acts of simple kindness. In the quiet, we raise to you situations, both local and in the wider world, which are particularly on our own hearts at this time. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, whatever the cause, but praying in particular for those who are unwell due to the coronavirus, whether in body, mind or spirit. In your compassion, grant them strength and healing. We pray for all who care for the sick throughout our health service, that they may renew their strength. May they bring healing, comfort and wholeness to those who suffer. We pray for all who are anxious about loved ones, friends and neighbours. Help them to know your strength, comfort and peace in their distress. And in the quiet, we name those known to us who need our prayers at this time. We lift to you the lonely and the isolated, praying that they may experience your loving presence. Inspire those who are able to care for the vulnerable and to serve them in love. We pray for all involved in education, remembering parents feeling out of their depths as they homeschool their children, and for the children as they struggle with isolation, boredom, difficulty in concentrating, and the inactivity of lockdown. With sadness, we remember those who have lost their lives during the pandemic. Give us thankful hearts for the privilege of knowing them. And we pray for your strength, for your presence, for your mighty power in our lives. As we offer these prayers in the sure and certain knowledge that you hear them, and as we open our ears to hear your response to us. We offer you these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. We sing together our closing hymn, number 330 from Singing the Faith. Joy to the world, the Lord has come.